Over 200 million tons are expected by 2018 to be consumed in the whole world. But this consumption varies very much according to the different continents. We can see that Africa will demand 4 million tons, which is a very small amount of the big amount of tons, 74 million tons that will be requested by Asia, followed by a 23 million tons by America and a 15 million tons by Europe. So those differences are very big and they pose many questions and many challenges. One more thing interesting to note is the fact that Africa will not only request more fertilizers, but will be able to increase its production dramatically, becoming a major exporter of nitrogen and phosphates.
Does this increase raise any concerns for you?
Definitely yes, because those numbers highlight that there is a big contradiction. Some countries are definitely overusing the fertilizers, and therefore this is causing severe problems of pollution, especially in the soils and waters. And at the same time, the bad use or insufficient or unbalanced use of some of those fertilizers may also lead to soil degradation. And these two different effects must be tackled with different policies and different solutions. We as FAO call for a joint effort by farmers, by the public sector and the private sector and the policymakers to enhance the efficiencies in the use of fertilizers at all levels. And this is highlighted in the FAO report on the Common Vision for Sustainable Agriculture.
And what does FAO recommend to mitigate potential negative effects of an increase in fertilizer use?
The first one is that we can change and increase the good management practices like crop rotation, increased use of legumes that can fix nitrogen. The second recommendation is that we promote innovative technologies. We are, for example, thinking of the many possibilities that can be developed to recycle phosphorus and to increase the use and to identify cheaper way of producing slow-release fertilizers that can adapt better to the conditions of the environment and of the plants. And a third point is a call for a joint effort by the research community, by policymakers, and by statistics that we need to better understand the contribution of the soil microorganism, of ecosystem services, and especially the contribution of manure to soil fertility and therefore food production.